Hey everybody, this is Anthony Demingon from NAFU, and it is my pleasure today to be speaking with Matt Fulbrook. He's the manager at the David and Sharon Johnston Center for Corporate Governance Innovation at the Rotman School of Management. He studies corporate governance, he advises boards of directors, he educates people on this topic. We are so lucky to have him at our board of directors conference where he's going to be doing breakouts for the supervisor committee and also doing a general session. I know you're going to be giving three different presentations, Matt, but you know, what are some general thoughts? I know you're going to be talking about how to avoid conflict and enhancing governance. Why is this such an important topic?
We tend to like to think about this idea of governance as being all about process, all about systems, when really I sometimes like to boil it down to the way that an organization makes decisions. And so we've got a group of people who all have their own personalities, they all have their own skill sets, and they all have their own quirks, and we're trying to get together and make decisions that move the credit union in the right direction in the best interests of our members. If we take a step back and think about it, what could possibly be more important than governance when we put it in that light? So yes, it does involve systems and it does involve processes and it does involve bylaws and regulations and so on. But even more importantly, it's the way that human beings work together to create value for our members.
I know you speak to boards and supervisory committees and management teams. What's something from your presentations at our conference that you really want these groups to take back to their credit unions, chew on, think about, discuss?
Yeah, so one of the things that I, when I'm working with boards, the thing I emphasize the most is, you know, sure, we're going to make the choices to implement certain processes. We're going to make the choice to take a certain approach to governance. But often what we don't do a great job at is taking that step back and asking ourselves, how well is this working? And that might mean that we're doing a formal assessment of the effectiveness of the board or of its committees or of the supervisory committee. Or it might be something less formal where you just simply have the self-awareness to have a conversation about, okay, well, we decided we were going to implement this process or that practice, and the reason for it was A, B, and C. We're a year later. Did it actually have the impact that we hoped it would? To the extent that it did, how are we going to make sure that it keeps going? And to the extent that it didn't, what are we going to do differently? And so in short, what I'm saying is that you're going to hear as a theme through my sessions is, yes, there's specific recommendations that I make and there's specific approaches that I think are good, but they only matter if we're taking the chance and taking the opportunity to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, frankly, are we doing a good job and what can we do better going forward?
Perfect. As you're talking about this issue, and it's sometimes it's one of those things, corporate governance, it's hard to get your hands around it, but is there a story or a statistic or something that you bring up when you're talking that really lets the light bulb go off and people can really understand what you're driving at?
Yeah, we've got a report that's just come out about credit union governance called The State of Credit Union Governance 2020. There's a piece of that that actually builds off another piece of research that I did 3 or 4 years ago, where we asked two questions of survey participants. The first question is, what are the skills and competencies that you focus on when recruiting board members? And the answer to that question usually includes mostly resume skills. So we're really interested in people who have senior executive experience or professional services experience and so on. So it's a tangible resume stuff. This year, in fact, above all that resume stuff was demographic diversity, which is a great development. But the key piece is when we asked them that second question. And the second question is, what are the skills and characteristics and capabilities that actually make a director effective in the credit union boardroom? And what gets to the top there is not resume skills at all, but rather it's soft skills. It's consensus building. It's independent mindedness. It's an ability to focus on the future and be strategic, right? So we've got this gap between what we're recruiting on and what actually makes people effective. And I think what this highlights is the piece I mentioned before, where that human element, it turns out, is extremely important, because you might have someone who on paper looks great, but in the room is not able to engage constructively in conflict or doesn't have the confidence to speak truth to power or some other thing that makes them less than valuable in the boardroom. And so one of the things that I like to emphasize is that the data is starting to show very clearly that the boardroom, yes, is and committees, very, very important to have the basic resume skills that are required to do your job properly, but they don't matter if you don't have the right soft skills.
Excellent. And hey, listen, we only have a couple minutes left. So Matt, what are some final thoughts for the people listening in?
Well, I'm really grateful to have the chance to zoom in on the supervisory committee in my sessions. This is not an opportunity that comes up very frequently, and I think that it's a governance element in the credit union system that doesn't get enough attention. And I think these questions of that we're going to focus on, to whom do you owe a duty and how do we bridge the information gap, are ones that the board maybe gets quite a bit of attention, but the supervisory committee faces equally difficult challenges, and sometimes the solutions, I think, are more nuanced. And so I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to get to dive into that with you.
Matt, you are the best. Thanks for carving out some time today. And everybody, Matt's going to be at our Board of Directors and Supervisory Committee Conference, San Francisco. That's going to be April 27th to the 30th. I think it's going to be a great place for us to kind of sit back and measure where we are and where we need to go. Matt, have a great day, sir. I look forward to seeing you soon.
I can't wait. Cheers.